a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number two, here on this Thursday, May 28, 2026 edition. One of the things that we're looking at is these future presidential runs. Mackinac Island, Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce meeting on Mackinac Island has already one, if not a couple, of potential candidates for 2028 that will be running for president. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She was there. She spoke. She was given opportunity to be on the stage. Well, another one, former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, warned people at the conference yesterday that the country risks surrendering economic and technological leadership to China if it backs away from electric vehicles. You got to be kidding me, Pete. President Trump has all but killed the electric vehicle industry. And this guy is still pushing it. Buttigieg argued that protecting older industries has never been a successful strategy. I remember being in Congress, testifying on some of this stuff, and feeling like I was there to talk about mobile cell phones. I had somehow arrived at the Rotary Phone Association. He jokingly said at the Mackinac Policy Conference, electrification is growing globally, except for here in the United States. It would be one thing if it was inferior technology. But we're talking about technology that is in fact better. Not only is it better for the planet, but look at what's going on in Iran right now. The war, the dollars being spent over oil. Well, the only problem is it's making it worse for the American people. Also, I worry that Americans underestimate how far behind we are falling. During a wide-ranging conversation moderated by the Detroit Regional Chamber CEO, Sandy Barra, Buttigieg spoke about China's growing influence in the automobile market, how shifting EV federal policies between the Biden and now the Trump administration, even including air traffic safety, and the stalled opening of the Gordie Howe Bridge are things that need to be addressed. Sounding like basically a future run for president. Buttigieg said that the threat from China is not just limited to electric vehicles, but also to the broader global automobile industry market as their companies branch into other ways besides just gas engines. In terms of conflicts going on in Iran, Barra emphasized that China hasn't dealt with as harsh a blow economically because they have such a healthy percentage of electric vehicles in China. They've actually reduced their dependency on oil that they don't have. Well, former Secretary Buttigieg agreed and said that's the importance of diversifying energy and not backing down from the old transportation industry. Chinese vehicles, he also argued, are entering foreign markets with the help of market manipulation. This is putting a massive thumb on the scale. When you look at capacity, intellectual property concerns, and national security risk, increasingly tied to now computerized vehicles. Buttigieg referenced Michigan U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin's Connected Vehicle Security Act. This is a proposed bill that would ban vehicles originating or controlled by foreign adversaries like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran from entering the U.S., saying that this is a robust policy response that is absolutely needed. He underscored that the policy alone, however, cannot solve the problem. Even though these markets are not pure and not always fair, they are markets. So it's going to be critically important that our sectors, our industry here in the United States, are competitive, innovative. And I know that the policy uncertainty coming out of Washington is only making things more difficult. Barra connected the sentiment to the broader conversation on the oscillation in federal policies that Trump seems to have undone many of Biden's administration's policies regarding electric vehicles, describing Biden's administration's angle that we needed to have a supply-side approach with incentives to bolster the new electric vehicle industry for American manufacturers and consumers. However, Trump has come in and has taken a very, very different approach. Though this issue at hand, they underscored, is not which position is correct. It shows absolutely the whiplash of policy approaches that the industry has had to work with in order to maintain compliance and be competitive in the marketplace. Okay, I got to stop this story right now. Based on the current technology of electric vehicles, based on the battery capability, storage of the electricity these vehicles have, only the southern half of the country can even use electric vehicles year-round. You're going to buy an electric vehicle and only use it about 4 or 5 months out of the entire year here in northern Michigan? Because once the temperature drops below freezing, 32 degrees, the capacity of the batteries are reduced by 50%. The range that you have gets cut in half. And when it's really bitter cold out, it drops all the way down to 10%. Some studies show it's even below that in single digits. Never going to own an electric vehicle in my entire life. Not going to happen. I might consider a hybrid, but one that you don't have to plug in. One that actually charges the batteries up while you're driving it with the gas engine. Unbelievable. And if this is what Buttigieg is going to run on for president in 2028, well, I can tell you right now, you're going to lose. Just to wrap this up, final couple of comments. Buttigieg referenced an auto show he attended this year where he was taken aback by how many companies have already responded to the oscillation in the policies of this technology. It's incredible. If you're on a four-year product cycle, and you also have to be looking over your shoulder in a four-year political cycle, it doesn't exactly match up. It's important for Buttigieg to step back and consider why China has moved so swiftly and aggressively to obtain superiority on electric vehicles. And it isn't because the Chinese Communist Party is filled with environmentalists. Rather, it's concerned about its economic security in the world. Again, what really worries Buttigieg is not necessarily the withdrawal for support of electric vehicles, something he still views as a tragedy, because he says in the end, it saves Americans money. How does it save us money? Can you explain that to me, Pete? First of all, the vehicles themselves are very expensive. You have to replace the tires. If you get 30, 40,000 miles a year on them, you have to go through two sets of tires. Because of the weight of the batteries, the weight of the vehicles, the tires wear out quicker. And if you looked at your electric bill lately, how expensive is it to charge up an electric vehicle? If anybody's listening out there and you own an electric vehicle, maybe you're not even stored in my phone, will you please text me and tell me how much your electric bill's gone up since you bought your electric vehicle? How much does it cost to charge up an EV? I have no idea. Well, Buttigieg finishes his statement. The fact is that the United States could have been a headwind using this greener and cleaner technology. Has there ever been a time when America got ahead by actively spending money to try to keep older technologies going longer? Has that ever been a thing? Let's just not tie ourselves to something old when we have new technology on the horizon. We're going to wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. Just wrapping up this story. Mackinac Island, now a Michigan resident, Pete Buttigieg, the former Secretary of Transportation under the Biden administration. Obviously, looking at a run for president in 2028. Buttigieg said it was an incredible thing, looking back, that people getting into a metal tube propelled by flammable liquids miles above the ground was by far the safest form of transportation while he was Secretary of Transportation. Crediting statistics, he said, more than 4 billion boardings on commercial flights, and we had zero crash fatalities. There's very few things you can do in this life and have 0 out of 4 billion as the results. The question now, he said, is what will it take to maintain that record? Many of the country's aviation systems are aging, including our air traffic control technology. Most of it has been pieced together over time. He recalled touring air traffic control facilities as Secretary of Transportation and saw computer systems that were still running on large disk operating systems known as DOS, DOS. Still using the 3.5-inch floppy disk. I remember asking one of the operators, what happens if these floppy disks breaks? Where would you get the replacement? Well, the operator looked at him and said, I have no idea. I don't even think they make these anymore. Yes, you're right, they don't. Buttigieg said the system has delivered remarkable results, but now it's showing its age. One of the biggest challenges is not just funding levels for the FAA, but the funding process itself. Until recently, the Federal Aviation Administration modernization efforts have been subject to annual appropriations. That makes it difficult to plan for long-term, multi-million-dollar technology upgrades. I would ask anyone running a private sector business, can you imagine what it'd be like to run your multi-billion dollar IT overhaul for your company and not know from 1 year to the next what the funding would be? Buttigieg pointed directly to NextGen, the FAA's long-running air traffic modernization program, as an example. Said this was launched back in 2003. It was the last generation of technology by the time I got to Washington. Buttigieg said modernizing the system, maintaining air traffic control workforce, preserving strict aviation regulations are all necessary to keep our air travel safe. It's easy to grumble about regulations, but that's something you have to get in, roll up your sleeves, and fix. Next, coming to Michigan, talking about the Gordie Howe Bridge. When it came to commenting on the stalled opening of the Gordie Howe Bridge, Buttigieg said it's difficult to talk about because it's so blindingly obvious the bridge should be open and there's nothing political about it. I actually think it's really important to connect the dots here. And I do not intend to make this a partisan statement, but, see folks, when anybody makes a statement and then says, but, you're just getting ready to completely negate everything you just said. I don't intend to make this a partisan statement, but corruption isn't just bad because it's morally bad. It's bad because it winds up making all of us worse off. Let's be super clear about what has happened. Someone makes a lot of money off the old bridge, being the only bridge. That person puts millions of dollars into a pro-Trump super PAC. Of course, he's talking about the Maroon family who own the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor. Where does that money go? Buttigieg said. Because I don't know. Regardless of the fact that the president is suddenly blocking the piece of infrastructure that would build the country's economy is simply corruption in his eyes. I would expect and hope every Republican and everyone in the state and the region would be equally full-throated about demanding that the corrupt reason for dismantling, the corrupt reason be dismantled and let the bridge open up, Buttigieg said. While President Trump says he wants to renegotiate the deal with Canada. United States, Michigan, not getting their fair share of the profits. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.